This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year we'll be talking Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 6. We are in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Zayin, Chapter 4, Paragraph 17, in Season 6 of the TTPA with the Mishnah elucidated. Hu ha yomer, he used to say, Yafa shah achas b'tshuva masam tovim be'olam hazem mikol chayi ha'olam haba. This world is about the work. Next world is about the reward. You can't do anything in the next world except for reap the rewards of what you did in this world. So Rav Yaakov used to say, one moment spent in repentance and good deeds in this world is better than an entire lifetime in the world to come. One moment of pleasure in the world to come is better than an entire lifetime of pleasure in this world. The world in which a person can accomplish things is only in this world. The world to come is solely to reward a person for the good he does in this world. Thus, a moment spent doing good deeds in this world or in repenting sins that a person has committed is greater than all the life of the world to come. Rav Rashi and others point out, an eternity in the world to come does not offer a person the opportunity for accomplishments that he can achieve in a single moment in this world, as Rav and Rashi points out. For this reason, righteous peace people spend most of their time on Torah and spiritual goals, limit the time they spend on worldly matters to the bare minimum. Time spent on physical goals earns nothing for a person in the event of thinking about the everlasting life of the world to come. The Rambam commentary points out, coolness of spirit is the word. This phrase refers to a calm and happy state of mind, as Rashi points out. Man's experience in the world to come is so enjoyable that it is beyond comprehension, as Rambam Hilchos Teshuva points out. In contrast, any pleasure that man experiences during his life is always limited by the troubles and difficulties that are part of life, also by the constant fear of death. Thus, even one moment of the pure total happiness of the world to come is better than a lifetime of the pleasures of this world. Kind of like the idea of the other day we talked about, that this world is the lobby and the next world is the real banquet hall. Do what you can, as Rashi pointed out previously also, do what you can in this world to accomplish what you can, to gain what you can, to try to get more mitzvahs, more Torah, more chesed every single day, because this is the world for work. The next world is the world for reaping the benefits, for getting the spiritual accomplishments and soaking in the pleasure, the spiritual pleasure that is the next world. Work in this world and enjoy it in the next world every day. If you can, try to do chesed, try to do mitzvahs, try to do Torah learning to get all those mitzvahs, all those diamonds to accumulate, to take it with you, with your spiritual basket into the world to come. Because after 120, your hands fall open. At the end of life, you come into the world with clenching your fist, trying to grab as much as you can. After 120, after rigor mortis and everything, which I've known from such things, the hands open up as if to symbolize you can't take anything with you to the next world. Only your good name, only the Torah, the mitzvahs, the chesed that you did that could accompany you as your friends for life, for the life to come in the next world. Join us next time as we talk about on the TTPA the idea of don't underestimate the value of timing and place here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.